Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and Ezra opened the books, and when he read the Word of God, the people stood. And I think that's in order. It's scriptural, and so we want to follow, try to follow the Lord in that, and it was requested. So as we read the Word of God today, or at least a reading lesson, I'm not saying you do that every time we read, but when we read a reading lesson, I wish you would stand for the reading of the Word of the Lord. We're going to take a reading lesson out of Matthew chapter 14, and our thought is going to be the voice. And I think it's really important that we mind the voice of the Lord. So we're going to read out of the Matthew 14, start reading in the 22nd verse, and we'll read down to the 33rd verse. And so y'all pray for us. Very familiar scripture. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous and he was afraid, beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" When they were come unto the ship, the wind was ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And we want to take for a text over here in John chapter 10 and the, verse 4. It said, "When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." And that's the reading we're going to take for a reading lesson or a text this morning. You can be seated. And I'd ask you if you would pray for us. We find here where in the scripture where Peter walked on the water, and we find where they was in the ship, and Jesus was in the mountain. He was overseeing them. He knew where they was at. And I want you to know today, he knows where we're at. And we find that where Jesus came to them, they was afraid. No doubt they was in the storm, and they saw him, and they thought it might have been a spirit. And Jesus told them to be calm. It was him, not to be afraid. And so Peter then tried the spirit, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that we should try the spirit. I don't think we should just jump after anything that comes along. But he had already spoke, but he said, "Lord, if it be thou, thee, bid me to come." And he said very familiar scripture right there to Peter, "Come." And when he told Peter them, when he's on the seashore, "Come and follow me." And this was something very familiar to him, and he recognized his voice, and he come after him. And we read over there to you that Jesus said his sheep know his voice, and they follow him. Y'all heard me tell tell this before, and I will tell this right quick, and then we'll get on into it. I believe that his sheep do know his voice. We can follow after him. I will say this. We can find over there where Samuel heard him. He spoke to him, and he called unto him, and Samuel thought it was Eli, and it was the Lord calling him to repentance. So there is a calling to repentance. When he talked to Saul, Saul was not yet saved. He was on the road to Damascus. He said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" So listen to me. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Zacchaeus, he told him when he went up in the tree, he come to Zacchaeus and he told him to come down. He said, "Thou must abide with me today in my house." So listen to me. He knew who Saul was, he knew who Samuel was, and he knew who Zacchaeus was. He knows who you are today. So there is such a thing as him calling you to repentance. But what I'm talking about, when you become one of his, he talks to you, and you know his voice, and you know who he is. There's something that happens in you inside. He comes inside of you, and so there's a relationship, and he is able to talk to you. But Peter here, he said, "Lord, if it be thou thee, bid me to come." And he simply said, "Come." Y'all heard me tell this before. Some of you have, but my brother-in-law years ago, he had some corn, and he would take a corn in that pan, and he would go out, and he would shake that pan, and he would yell for the deers. Deers, wild deers. I'm not talking about pet deers. I'm talking about wild deers that we hunted all the time. And he'd go up yonder right there above the house, and he'd shake that pan, and he'd say, "Come on, come on." And them deers, you could hear them come off the hill, off the side of the hill in the leaves. They'd come running. And I just thought that, you can ask my wife, you may not believe me, but it's true. And they would come off, you'd hear them, and here they'd come. And he'd go down there and he'd scatter that corn out, and they would come in there and eat. Wild deer. And I got to telling somebody about it, and I thought, and they didn't believe me, and I was going to prove it to them. I was going to show them how it worked. So we went down there. Brother-in-law wasn't there. So I go over and get the pan and the corn, and I go out yonder, and I start, come on, shaking the corn. Nothing ever to come. Them deers, I'd like to say, make me out to a liar, but they didn't recognize my voice. There was a difference. So today, I hope and pray that we get in tune to his voice, to where we recognize the true Spirit of God. And when he speaks, we do what he'd have us to do. And if he don't speak, we just don't. We need to recognize the true Spirit of God, and I think we can recognize that. We find in the Scriptures where we can recognize that. His voice is different than any other voice. When he spoke to them there, Peter said, and he had a little doubt. He said, "If it be thee, Lord, bid me to come." And I believe we find in the Scriptures where Peter grew, and he got to where he would, "I trust the Lord." I want you to know, once again, I don't think there's nothing wrong with throwing out the fleece and making sure. Matter of fact, sometimes I think it would be better for some of us to throw out the fleece and make sure. Because a lot of times I think we get ahead of the Lord. We get things on our mind and we think we need to do this or we think we need to do that. And all it does is hurt things. So we need to make sure we follow him. But in that, we don't go no further than that. When he speaks, follow his voice and go to him. I believe in all my heart if we'll do that, we can walk on water. But when we take our eyes off, just like Peter did, we will sink. And that's what's happened to us a whole lot today. Our churches, we're beginning to sink because we've took our eye off the Lord. We're no longer focused on our first love. But listen to me, I pray today that I, if nobody else, would learn his voice and be more sensitive to his voice and understand when he speaks to us. I believe he has stuff for Hilltop Church to do. I believe he has stuff for you as an individual to do. But if we're not really attentive to the Spirit of God, we will miss it. I want to go over here and read in the 17th chapter of Matthew where the Lord, he had told him that he was going to have to go. And in the 16th chapter, he told him he was going to have to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and die. And Peter told him, he said, "Be it not so, Lord, be it not unto thee." And the Lord told Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Because Peter, I was thinking of things of man, not of spiritual things. But he went on and he told him, he said, "You need to take up your cross and follow after me." In other words, come after me. And so after he told him that, he goes into the 17th chapter, and it says, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and were transfigured before them, and the face did shine as the sun, and the raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias taken with him. And he answered Peter and said unto Jesus, "Lord, is it good for us to be here? Thou wilt let us make here the three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." It's funny how when we're afraid, when we're scared, sometimes when we're sad, how he comes along, he comes by and meets with us and lets us know it's going to be okay. I want you to know, whatever you're going through today, you may not be able to see it ever be okay, but if you'll listen to that voice, he will guide and direct you right through whatever you're going through. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw an old man save Jesus only. And they came down from the mountain, and Jesus charged them, saying, "Tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again on the third from the dead." Listen to me. I want you to know how God said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And I want you to realize today, how do we hear him? How do we recognize his voice? I believe one of the ways of trying the spirits is by the word of God. He is the word. He is the truth. Everything in this word is true. So we try the spirits by that. That's how we know. We read the word of God. We study the word of God. But I also believe we need to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit that we recognize when he's telling us something. When he called me to preach, I know he called me to preach. When he called, I'm going to tell you, you can say I'm crazy if you want to. I can tell you what I was preaching on here the first time I come here on a Sunday morning. I preached on standing right here. I preached on what will you do with this man I called Jesus. And standing right here, the Lord told me that I was going to be the pastor of his church. Now be sensitive to the word. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I told him up there in Lafayette the other day, I told him about a time, and y'all probably heard me tell it here, when the church, we was going through something here. I can't remember exactly what it was, but the kids was having a barbecue over there. I believe it was in Megan's house. And Sheila was wanting to go, and I told her, I said, "You ought to go." "I can't go. I'd just be a downer on all this. I'm going to stay here and pray." And I was there praying, and the Lord put a song on my heart, "How Great Thou Art." And I said, "Lord, I don't know all the song." So I Googled it and downloaded it. I get up in the living room by myself. If you had come by here, you thought I was crazy. That's okay. I get up and I start saying, "How Great Thou Art." I sang the song. I sat down in my seat there. And I want you to know, it was a whole show on the TV. I called The Last. Because this little old man was leaving his cabin, and he got up, he walked over, picked picked up a little music box. And when he picked that up and he opened it, guess what it played? Yes, sir, how great thou art, played on that little old music box. I about tore that old house down. Be sensitive to the Spirit of God. I can't tell you what the church problem was that day. It didn't matter. He done told me, I've got this. Be not afraid. Honey, when he says, I've got it, be not afraid, I'm here with you. Come, take up your cross and follow me. Don't be afraid to follow him. He's got it. So he told them, they said, it's good for us to be here, Lord. How many times have you heard people say, it's been good for us to be here? But Peter got a little ahead of himself. He said, let's build a tabernacle here. One for Moses, one for Elias, and one for thee. And God wasn't pleased with that. He said, this is my son, whom I will please. You hear him. And I want you to know it's very important for us to hear him. When he speaks to us, when he's got something to say to us, we need to be attentive to the Spirit of God. I want you to realize if Jesus never said come, Peter would have sunk from the first step. But I want you, I've thought about that. I would have been in the ship, and they was afraid. It was a storm going on. They would have been tossed to and fro. And listen to me, the man gets out of the ship. He gets out of what's protecting him, going to what he knows could protect him. And I want you to realize today, you may be trying to hang on to this or hang on to that, trying to stay safe, but you need to let go and just go to Jesus. That's where your safety is. Honey, he sunk, but Jesus was right there and reached down and picked him right up.
Amen.
There's been no telling how many times I took my eye off of him and I've sung, but he was right there and picked me up. I think the people of God has grew insensitive to the Spirit of God. I'm being honest. And I'm putting me in that category. We was at Lafayette last week, and on a Thursday night, I had me a good sermon all worked up, you know. I had a good thought. Boy, I thought, here we go. I'm going to preach on this. It's fixing to tire these people up. I'd studied on it since Monday. It was Thursday. Thursday evening, boy, I was ready to go. And the Lord said, no. And I said, oh, no. We can't do it without him. I was outside there and I said, Lord, I ain't got no other thought. I've been studying on this. I'm really excited. And no. And the thought come to me, obedience. And the next thought, I done read on Monday night the 116th division of the Psalms. And the next thought come to me, read the 116th division of Psalms. And I said, no, Lord, it ain't no way I'm going to do that. I done read that they people going to think I'm crazy. I'm not going to do it. And he said, obedience. Amen. I said, yes, Lord, I'll read the 116th division of the Psalms. So I get up there and I go through all that. And I'm telling you all this, not because I'm telling you, I get lifted up and think I can do things. But we need to be obedient to him.
Amen.
He'll let us get off on the wrong track. He'll let us study things that we got to go in our mind and maybe a little bit on our heart. And he'll let us go. I've done that no telling how many times. You other preachers may not have ever done it, but I have. And then all of a sudden it just don't mean nothing to you. You know, why does it not mean anything to you? There ain't no spirit. It's just dead. Without him, it's nothing. So you got to be so sensitive. You can do anything. You can be a sounded brass. You can be a twinkling cymbal. But without him being in it, it won't profit nothing. So it was just gone. I couldn't do it. So I had to follow after him and do. Listen to me. What I'm trying to get to you today
is don't be afraid to follow after Jesus. If he's saying come, just come to him. We often talk about over in the third chapter of Revelation over there where he says, I stand outside the door and knock. And it goes on, we leave this part off. He that hears my voice, I shall come in and sup with him. I listen to his voice. He ain't just standing over there on your chest knocking. He's talking to you. He's wanting you to do something. Out of the fourth chapter of Revelation, he said, I looked up into heaven and I saw a door open and I heard a voice said, come up hither. I want you to know he's got a voice and he speaks to us. Tonight he called me to preach. I didn't hear, I've heard people say they looked around. Listen to me, I was there praying, God give me something to do. And all of a sudden, it was plain as day, just like somebody spoke it to me. But it said, preach my word. I want you to know, it was real to me. He spoke it to me, and it ain't changed, it ain't stopped. It's been there ever since. Come, follow me. After he was crucified, they'd went to the grave. He was not there. You'll find in the 24th chapter of Luke, there was two on the road to Emmaus. He come and just joined himself with them. And it says their eyes wasn't open where they could see. And they didn't recognize. He just come and they's walking through there and they's communicating to one another. They were sad. He said, why do you communicate and why are you so sad? I want to tell you, when we get in trouble, when we get scared, when we're sad, guess who comes walking along beside us as we go down this journey of life? He come and he walked with them and he asked them, why are you so sad? What's going on here? And they began to tell him about what happened to him. He said, you're the only stranger in Jerusalem. And they walked along the way, and he finally come to a point. He opened the scriptures up to them, and from Moses to the prophets, he began to speak to them. He began to tell them about the things that he would do. And then he was going to leave. They pleaded for him. When he comes by, no, we want him to stay a little longer. They say, come on in with us. It's getting near night. Won't you come on in and be with us a little longer? He brought bread to them, blessed the bread, broke the bread, gave it to them someday. And then he disappeared and went out from them. Oh, just like that, he passes by, and then he's gone for a while. But listen to me, they said, did our hearts not burn within us? Oh, when he began to speak, his voice brought something to their remembrance. When the Spirit of God, when Jesus comes by, and he speaks to us, if there's ever been a fire lit in there, honey, it'll burn. So today, do you really recognize his voice? There's so many times that I've missed it. I have, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd be going along and he'll be trying to get me to do something and just missed it. Be afraid to do it. There's been times, if you ever been this way, the Lord just be wearing you out. You're supposed to go talk to somebody. You're supposed to do something. You're supposed to get up and just thank him for saving your soul. I want to tell you, he done me that way over and over and over. From the time I got saved when I was 14 years old, I went to about 27 years old, never testified, and thanked him for what he done. Went to church Sunday after Sunday, time after time, him saying, get up and tell these people and thank me for saving you. And I would not do it, knowing his voice was there, knowing he was speaking to me. Would not do it. Ashamed, I guess. I don't know what it was. I had to stand up in front of people. It's still hard to stand in front of people. I'd go somewhere now and be somewhere. I was somewhere at a revival when I was at a singing. I knew I was going to have to dismiss, and it was a house full. And you know what I done? Sorry, been preaching probably 5 years. You know what I done? I knew down in deep inside he was going to call on me to pray or to dismiss, and I got up and went out before time from the dismiss where I can avoid it. The preacher afterwards come outside and he said, "Where'd you go?" He said, "I was supposed to call on you to dismiss." I looked back there and you was gone. Time again, when he called me to preach, I finally got where I'd testify from now then, and I got cold and indifferent again, got away from him again, got off distance again, and he saw me, and here he comes along, and I said, "Lord, give me something to do." He called me to preach. 8 years I ran, 8 years I run from him, 8 years I would not take up my cross and follow him. And his voice was so sweet, he wasn't demanding it, and he just said, "Preach my word." He loved me, and he wanted to use me for something. He had a plan for me, just like he did Saul on the road to Damascus. He called, saved his soul, called him to preach. He had a work for him. He's got a work for you. He's got a place for you, and you keep denying him. He's wanting to put you to work in his vineyard. I was a late, I don't know, maybe it was, I don't know, probably in the 11th hour of the day, I don't know. When I finally got willing. But I do try now. Yes, I get out on my own, and I try things on my own. I sure do. There's times I take my eyes off of him, and I begin to sink. I sure do. There are times I say, "Lord, if it's you, just bid me to come." And that's all he has to say. There's times he talks and he gives you a big long lecture. Trust me, there's been times he sent me down and give me pretty good talking to. But there's been times he just says one word and made what he really wants from us is to come. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. I want you to know I'll give you rest is what he says. He wants us to come after him. So they sat there and they said, "Did not our hearts just burn when he spake to us?" I want you to know there's a voice that's different than any other voice. I'm not telling you once again not to try the spirits. I believe in that. I'll try the spirits. But listen to me, I also believe in following Christ. And he wants you to do something, you need to follow him. If he's led you to this church, you need to unite with it. I want you to, if he saved your soul and he's burning on your insides telling you to let it be known, you need to tell it. Amen. If he's called you to preach, you need to preach his word. He told Peter, "Get on down to the household of Cornelius." Peter looked and floating down out there like a sheet. It was a beast. And the Lord told him, said, you take and eat. And he said, not so, Lord. I've never eaten nothing unclean. But all that was past. That was a picture of the Gentiles being drafted in. They was no longer unclean. He was fixing to start a Gentile church. And he said, what I cleanse, don't you call common unclean. Peter went and done what the Lord told him to do, and it tore him up. They called him up on the floor at Jerusalem. You know what he done? The same thing me and Brother Marty does. I've heard him talk about riding around on a tractor and going through his sermons. He rehearsed it. Amen. He went through every bit of it in his mind. Yes. What he was going to say and what he was going to do. But what it all boiled down to, if Peter hadn't been willing to follow the Lord, that Gentile church wouldn't have been set up. He had to put away his own pride. And that's hard for us to do sometimes. And just come. So he followed the Lord. We find how Peter's life changed.
Amen.
He got where he was more sensitive to what the Lord would have him to do. Brother Larry talked about Paul today. He was wanting to go north, and the Lord had a different plan for him. I wouldn't have been wanting to go to Jerusalem or Rome, but Paul was willing to go because he said, come.
Amen.
Sometimes it ain't our plan. Sometimes we just have to follow the Lord. And every time, if it works, that's the way it's got to be. You just got to follow the Lord. I talked about them two men other night at Lafayette on the road to Emmaus. And I prayed after that. I really thought something was going to happen. And I really talked to the Lord. It's been a long time since I've talked to him like that. He showed me some things. He told me some things. You say, preacher, you're crazy. The Lord don't talk to you. If he didn't, I wouldn't stand in front of you. Because without him, we can do nothing. Do you miss that conversation? As you're walking through this life, and it's sad. You're afraid. You don't know what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, he's right beside you. He comes along.
Amen.
And he wraps an arm around you, and he just walks with you. And then he begins to talk to you. And he starts telling you not to be afraid. I've got you. What are you worried about? What are you scared of? Why are you sad? What's hurting you? I've got you. And if we'll be sensitive to his voice, he'll just say, come and go with me.
Amen.
And wherever he's trying to take you, just be willing to go.
Amen.
And I want you to know, you'll always be thankful you followed him.
Amen.
What did he do with Samuel? What did he do with Paul? What did he do with Peter? They just obeyed his voice. Elijah sat down that gym for free. The Lord come by, sent an angel, the Lord there, fed him, gave him water to drink. He was down and out. The prophets of Baal was out to kill him. He'd been through so much. He'd done what the Lord asked him to do. He said, Lord, I'm just ready to die. I want you to know he went and stood at the mouth of the cave. I want you to know a storm come through. All these things, a mighty wind. All these things, an earthquake, an earthshake, everything out. But a still small voice spoke to him. And that's where God is. He is, there's times he speaks and he's like thunder. Scared the life out of you. But there's times he just speaks in a still small voice and he just simply says, come. And as long as you stay focused on him, you can walk on water. I believe that. I believe there's some kind of TV show, The Voice. That brother Marty's got a good voice. If y'all have ever heard his son sing, John, it's incredible. There's no sweeter voice than you ever hear. Is he speaking to you? This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. So today, if you're here, God's give you something to do and you're afraid, you're scared to death to do it, I know how you feel. We come out of not the best situation ever was and come here, and the Lord was leading me. He's been leading me for a little while to join his church. I was scared to do it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't trust people no more. I was afraid. And my wife was afraid. And we left one day and was going down the road. And I took her and I said, the Lord ever led you to join this church? And she said, how'd you know? And I said, I just knew. And me too. And it went on Sunday for a couple, three more Sundays. And they all opened the doors of the church that morning during the service. And we wouldn't move. We didn't move. Then we went into conference, and the first thing you do, and I opened the doors of church. I looked, saw my wife coming. I looked over Brother Bill, and I said, come here.
Yeah.
He was saying, come. There's so many I can remember. I remember tonight, Brother Marty Joy, Sister Leanne Dodson, one of the doors of church opened, and Marty said, thank you. He got up, here he comes. I've seen so many step out on faith and trust in the Lord. Step out on that water.
Amen.
We walk. I want you to know them too didn't recognize him when they walked along. I want you to know when Peter and them saw him coming there, they didn't recognize him. He was walking there. They thought it was a spirit. We walk by faith and not by sight. When he says, go, come.
Amen.
Just be willing to follow after him. And it'll be all right. We hadn't been here too long. We started to leave one day and we parked over yonder then. Had a Chrysler Concord car. Wish we could get the car. I'd preached on something and it was tough and I knowed it was tough. And I was already feeling like a dog about it. But I had to preach on it. And she looked at me and she said, you won't be here 2 weeks. And Andy Boo. She might be right a lot of times, but she was wrong on that. The truth will set you free. He's the truth. He's trying to set you free. If you got a burning inside today and he's leading you, I don't know what to do. To tell that you've been saved, tell it. If he's leading you tonight with the church, unite with the church. If he's called you to preach, preach his word. If you're not doing your job, get up and do your job. He's give you a vocation. He's give you something to do. Do the best you can with it. That's all I'm trying to do. You say, well, you're not doing very good. I'm still doing the best I can. I'm doing the very best I can, and he knows my heart. I'm still trying to do what he wants me to do. That's all he wants you to do is follow him. So today, follow his voice. He stands at the door and knocks. And if you hear his voice, he'll come in and sup with you. He will. Go ahead with your song.